And like a basically a little scarf over his head.
He looked like
what was that?
He looked like Thelma and Louise.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. The timing of that couldn't have been any worse.
Spectacular.
Wow. And some blue colored glasses also.
Cam.
Wow. Yeah. How about that?
Fancy.
All right. Take two. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. John Morris Show on a Friday. Garrett Ross is here. Chris Allman is in studio with us wearing red, as is the norm on Fridays. Welcome to you. Good to see you.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
Good deal.
As always.
Garrett, start of another long Friday for you.
Yeah, started early. Got huddled with you out of the way. And
right.
Get this rolling. Be here till... We got you till midnight.
Did Coach Hume have his hair kind of poofed up and have a scarf over his head like Cam Newton?
I think Coach Hume will. I think he'll bypass all that.
Ward does that. Ward does that on occasion. Yeah, exactly.
Have you heard the term, if you can't beat him, outdress him? Well, Cam is struggling on both accounts.
Oh my gosh, that look, man. Oh, man. Oh, okay. All right, so in the open, you heard highlight cuts courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Baylor with the weekend off, open date. Play next Saturday week against the Rice Owls. Heard a highlight cut from Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats, courtesy of the Kansas State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Dave Hunziker with a call. And K-State goes on the road. They play a tough game at Mississippi State in Starkville coming up tomorrow. Dave Hunziker with a call, courtesy of Learfield IMG College, Oklahoma State Sports Network. Cowboys won over McNeese, and they play in-state rival Tulsa. 2:30 the scheduled start time, given their history. Hopefully it's close to a 2:30 start. And then Craig Way with a call, courtesy of the Learfield IMG Sports Network. Texas dropped the game to LSU, Garrett, and Texas now plays Rice coming up tomorrow evening at NRG Stadium in Houston, 7 o'clock coming up tomorrow evening. So that's what we had in the open, a Big 12 Friday. Baylor's the only school off this weekend or with an open date this weekend. Then we start to see some conference games sprinkled in next weekend, and then everybody full go Big 12 games 2 weeks from now. All right, Chris, great to have you here. Normally on a Friday, you give us the fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's opponent. There is no opponent tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we're glad you're here with us for a few minutes before you go to a closing.
Yes, I have a closing at 10.
Gotcha.
But I thought I would just come hang out at your, we had lunch yesterday.
Yeah,
and
it was
you
good.
Said, hey, you want to come in?
Yeah.
And I said, always. So here I am.
The invitation is always there, so whether I say it or not.
I was asking Garrett as we were sitting here. I got here at about 8:55, which was 4 minutes and 50 seconds before you got here.
Yeah.
And I was asking,
what's your point?
I was asking him if he's gotten super nervous yet about you rolling in while the open is playing.
And it's happened. Yeah.
I think there's been a couple of times where he's kind of white knuckled the board over there.
Oh yeah, it happened to me a couple of times. And I told Chris, I was like, man, I wanted to like double check my email, make sure you weren't off site.
Right.
Just bearing with it and roll.
Yeah. You know, if I and it could happen sometimes. I mean, I've been to Temple and back this morning.
Yeah.
So if I run into a little traffic there or get to visiting with, with Andre or Jerry Mon at Bucky's, I could be a little late getting here. But I'm always going to text you or call you if that happens, I think.
That's what makes me nervous. It's like the Bucky's days, because I know I-35 could be a mess.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, one day he's going to get stuck in traffic. I'm just going to be sitting there rolling.
Yeah, I was cruising today. It was pretty good.
I don't think John... Because you're fairly new at this, I feel like he's probably going to build in a little more time to not just be like, hey, can you get the show started? I'll be 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like you're well taken care of. But John's pace never exceeds leisurely. I mean, he's like, that's not an insult.
I know.
Okay.
I don't take it as an insult.
Okay.
Somebody told me one time in TV, never run to the set. Okay?
Right.
You run, you're out of breath, you sit down, it's not good. Never run to the set. A few times they sat on black because I wasn't seated yet, but I didn't run. So that sort of applies to radio, too. And, and Garrett's got it. I mean, he's got things under control.
Yeah.
It's not like we go to dead air if I'm not here.
No. Just what does play at 9 o'clock on the network? Golic and Wingo?
No, Golic and Wingo ends, so I'm not... I'm honestly not sure what comes on after Golic and Wingo.
It's the Dan Le Batard... Stugatz?
It could be them.
I think it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely not something I'm listening to.
Me either. I can't stand it.
Stugatz, who majors in just being annoying, I think.
Oh, really?
That's his shtick.
He's like insanely popular.
Really?
That whole show is, but it's, I don't understand it. I don't know how they have a fan base. I just can't. It's not for me.
I literally wouldn't know. I've never listened to it.
You're not missing anything.
That's funny. All right, big high school Friday night. We'll give you the rundown of games coming up in a bit. Garrett, what are the top games, big games here in the area?
In the area, you got like Milford and Oakwood. That's a good small school matchup.
Is that six man?
Yeah,
is that 1A?
Six man,
okay.
And then you're going to have Martin Franklin. That'll be a good game look at. Robinson and Troy, that's been a good matchup over the past couple of years, so we'll go over that one. Lorena and Lampasas is a good game that we'll look at. And then you're going to have Conley at China Spring. That's going to be a really good game.
Ooh, that's good.
You know, a lot of D1 players on both sides of the field. University taking their undefeated to Burleson.
University on a roll.
They're
man.
On a roll.
University's undefeated?
Yeah, they're 2-0.
How about that?
I knew they beat Waco High in the opener.
Yep.
Who'd they beat in week two?
Austin Travis or something like that.
They crushed them too, didn't they, last week?
Yeah, it was bad.
Good for them. Way to go, University.
Yeah. And then we're going to look at two schools. Like weekly, what I want to do is do like a big school matchup from out of the area and then a smaller one
fantastic.
Out of the area. So we'll do Frisco Lone Star at Highland Park. And San Augustine at Garrison.
Great.
So we'll take a look at those.
All right, very good.
When you say we.
Me and Steven.
Mean,
Yeah.
I thought you meant the three of us. Hey, I'm going to Cameron v. Gatesville tonight.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Your brother's coaching at Gatesville, right?
He is, and my nephew Parker has been moved up to the varsity. So tonight is his first game.
Fantastic.
What am I in for, Garrett?
Okay, now
is it going to be? Let me ask you this.
It's going to be very similar to last week.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-oh.
As a new varsity player, Parker will probably only play in the event of a blowout one way or another.
Uh-huh.
Can I count on Parker playing
tonight? Parker's going to get some action.
Okay. Thank you.
He'll get some action.
Wow. Hey, that'll be cool.
I know. I'm excited about it. My brother's coaching junior high. I shouldn't. If I go, I don't want to make fun of my brother and then by accident make fun of Gatesville. They had a rough night last night.
Okay.
In his first game as a coach.
I got you. But what was the score?
56-13.
Okay.
In the seventh grade game.
Yep.
But my nephew's first football game ever as a seventh grader, my brother's first game as a coach, my brother coaches him, took an L. My other nephew, freshman, lost. And then so tonight is our... I was going to say our last hope for a W, but it doesn't sound like there's a great deal of hope.
Tough week for the Hornets.
Tough week for the Hornets.
Did you go last night? And then you're going back tonight?
No. They were. I'm only making the road trip tonight because it's his first varsity game. I normally wouldn't. Not much respect to all of our high school football fans. I'm not one who makes a road trip to watch high school football. So this is a family trip more than a football trip.
Gotcha. Very cool. And what a great Central Texas matchup. Cameron at Gatesville. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like that's the cool. quintessential heart of Texas football game.
Yeah, yeah. That one's really good.
Which I've always felt like growing up in the Austin area, football in this area is better than it is. It's more, maybe not better. I mean, you got Westlake and Lake Travis down there. But football in this area in Waco is more enjoyable. And I don't know if it's because there are more smaller schools around here, so you just get more of a breadth of it.
Yeah.
But Friday nights in the heart of Texas and Friday nights in the Austin area are way different.
Hmm.
Oh, that's what it is. I mean, in the Austin area, you do have those two big programs. And then, I mean, you have some smaller schools, but you're not going to have the same atmosphere as around here because you have it from – you know, the highest level to the lowest level, and you could pick a game and choose.
Yeah, and there's an absence of quaint in Austin. You don't get the, like, I've never been to Cameron Stadium. It might be majestic. But, you know, I mean, Georgetown, where I grew up, is playing in this beautiful, like, stadium. And that, to me, that Georgetown used to be a small school.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get your Marts and your McGregors in the Austin area. I think that's what makes it cool in this area. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No, I agree completely. I would, you know, if Terry was interested, I'd go to a high school game every chance I got, whether I knew anybody there or not.
Yeah.
I just, it's fun. And especially, maybe not when it's 95 degrees, but when it cools off a little bit, especially if it's a crisp Friday evening, just go out and take in a little of the game, and that one would be great.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, this is from Bryce Cherry, apparently Gatesville, you know this, right?
Yes.
Takes care of the media.
Man, they have hands down the best spread for the, the press box, period.
Really?
So see if you can worm your way up there. You're working for us tonight.
Yeah.
You're our reporter.
Well, it's in Cameron.
Oh, it's in Cameron. Okay,
I think
I'm sorry.
I hope so. I hope I don't drive to Cameron and find out it's not there.
But Gatesville, shout out to Gatesville. We have heard that they have some kind of pregame spread for the media. Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm definitely, when we make a family trip to a home game, Carrion Lane can sit in the stands. I'll be covering the game.
Yes, cover the game. I've got to go get some stats. I'll be back in about an hour.
I just got a call that they need me in the booth.
That's great. All right, let's take a break. We're off and running on this Friday. John Morris, Garrett Ross, Chris Allman in studio. Hey, we're pleased you're with us on this Friday morning. If you get a chance, just take a look at a picture of Cam Newton and what he wore postgame last night. I still can't get over that.
He looks like he should be driven to the game by Morgan Freeman. Like, he looks like Miss Daisy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Some kind of scarf over his hair, which is like in two buns on top of his head. And blue glasses.
I love athletes trying to be trendy, but when you try too hard at anything, you cross a line into absurd.
Yeah.
And while Russell Westbrook might have towed the line multiple times, I think Cam, the line might be in his rearview mirror.
I didn't even notice what he was wearing. I didn't get, below his neck in what he was wearing with that look. So check that picture out if you can find that. Hey, we're glad you're with us on this Friday. John Morris Show, as always, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Check it out at baylor.edu/givelight. And brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Hi, this is Ward Weitz. Be sure and join me every Friday morning game day with Coach Jeff Hume for Huddle with Hume at Barefoot Campus Outfitter, Fate Avenue in Waco. We'll get you ready for the game at 8 a.m. with Coach Jeff Hume talking about last week's game and the upcoming game Friday night. Huddle with Hume. We'll have fresh coffee and donuts every Friday morning. It's game day live at Barefoot Campus Outfitters right here on ESPN Central Texas.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
It may be the changing of the seasons, but at Allen Samuels, it's always truck season. Ram the toughest truck in the USA in the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Get special Texas incentives on new 2019 Ram Lone Stars with up to $9,000 in values, or choose 0% APR financing for 60 months or 1.9 for 72. See us for details. Ram Power Days at Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Searching in the sky one night while looking for the moon. I feel the mighty light approaching in a zoom.
Back with us, John Morris Show on a Friday morning. I'm going to say a fun Friday. I think that's fair to say fun Friday morning with Garrett Ross, with Chris Allman, and joined by Stephen Simcox as well. We're brought to you by UBO, a championship decision in business, is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean Hunt today at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. Stephen, meet Chris Allman. Chris, meet Stephen here.
Hey.
Glad to have
you. You helping jam out with a mortgage this morning or something?
No, I'm sorry. I thought it was Guess the SI. My bad.
Good to have the band back together. And Stephen, like I said to Garrett, long day for you guys.
Yes.
Starts early, ends very late.
Oh, yeah.
We'll end about midnight. But there's some breaks in between. They feed us pizza.
Yeah.
So. It's good. Get some pizza. And so give us a rundown on some of the games, highlight games in the area coming up tonight.
Okay. So starting off, and before we get, all these rankings come from Dave Campbell's Texas Football. So if
okay.
you disagree, take it up with them.
Okay.
We're going to start off in the 1A ranks with number one Milford at number four Oakwood. Both teams are 2-0. Right now, Milford is averaging 47 points per game and only allowing 22 points per game. Oakwood's currently averaging 66 points a game and giving up 31 points per game. Last week, Milford defeated Abbott 60-14, and Oakwood defeated Aquila 53-8. These teams met last year, was their last meeting in 2018, and Milford won 57-42. And currently, Milford leads the overall series 8-2 between the programs.
We also got Mark traveling to Franklin tonight, and this is unfamiliar territory for both these programs. They're coming off a loss, which doesn't happen too often. Franklin rarely loses two in a row. They lost to Lorena last week, and Mark, well, they haven't lost two games in a row since 2013.
Wow.
So pretty rare air for them. But they got in a defensive struggle with Holland and had a couple turnovers and ended up losing that game 20-3. So they'll take on Franklin tonight. He runs that slot T system, and that was their lone loss last season, Mark. They lost to Franklin 21-0 in 2018. They do lead the overall series, though. So an intriguing matchup. You know, both these teams, Mark's averaging 28 points a game. Franklin's averaging 35, are known for being pretty explosive. Mark was bottled up last week, though. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, who falls tonight and ends up with two losses in a row. I think both teams will obviously be, you know, deep playoff contenders, and a good early season matchup between those two teams.
Oh, absolutely. Then we got Robinson at Troy. Both teams are 2-0. They both have different style of offensive philosophy. Robinson's going to spread you out and throw the ball all over the field, while Troy's just going to ground and pound. So it's really going to come down to defense in this game. Robinson's averaging 51 points per game right now and giving up 5 points per game. Their defense is really solid. Troy is averaging 28 points per game and giving up 10 points per game. Last week, Robinson manhandled Gatesville. Sorry, Chris. 55-3.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Wow, 55-3.
And Troy took care of Lexington 28-6. Last
score
season,
55 points.
Yeah.
That's an odd number.
I don't know.
It is odd.
I'm going to sit over here and figure out how it was done.
Right. Report back to
okay,
us.
Okay, will do.
These two teams have met over the past 2 years, and they've gone back and forth. Troy took it last year. Robinson took it the year before. And then Robinson leads the overall series 11-4.
And one more thing I have to mention on that game, Garrett, just to protect myself in case she's listening. One of my wife's coworkers, Jill Herbacek, her son Zach, very good running back for Troy.
Yes.
So if you're out there tonight, watch for Zach Herbacek. Lorena and Lampasas is another game going on this evening. Man, Lampasas is really explosive, Garrett. They're having 65 points a game. Did y'all have Coach Troy Rogers on yesterday?
Yeah, we had Coach Rogers on yesterday.
They're ranked number 7 right now in the state, and that's pretty rare territory recently for Lampasas. So they're off to a nice start, 2-0. Lorena stumbled out of the gates against China Spring, but they bounced back last week and beat Franklin. Last meeting in 2018, Lorena won 35-14. And this would be a big win for Lampasas if they get it done, because they haven't beaten Lorena since 2014.
The Badgers.
That's it. That's all I got.
I'm
just confirming mascots.
Great contribution.
That's good.
Great local matchup. Forever were district foes, but now with the separations of divisions, you got Conley at China Spring. Conley's currently ranked 4th in the state. Both teams are undefeated, 2-0. The Cadets are averaging 41 points per game and giving up 22, while China Spring's averaging 38 points per game and giving up 18. Last week, Conley beat Glen Rose 35-17, and China Spring defeated Addison Trinity Christian 34-14. Both teams have D1 players all over the field, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Last year, Conley defeated China Spring 38-16, and the Cadets lead the overall series 10-6.
University at Burleson tonight. The U-Dogs are 2-0. They're kind of in the story of the area so far this season. They get the win over cross-town rival Waco High, and then they beat Austin Lake Travis last week. So good measuring stick for them, though, against Burleson, because last year Burleson beat them 51-6. So we'll get to see we'll get a pretty good idea of just how much progress this University team has made tonight. University hasn't won more than three games in a season since 2012 when they went 5-5. So this will be a huge win for Rodney Smith and company, and they're on the road tonight against Burleson.
And then we want to venture outside of the Central Texas area. Each week we'll do like a big school game, small school game. So this week for our big school game, it's going to be number 3 Frisco Lone Star at number 1 Highland Park. Both teams are undefeated. Highland Park is the winningest high school program in the state of Texas. They currently have 816 total victories. Lone Star is averaging 65 points per game, and during their two games, they've only allowed a field goal. So they're only giving up 3 points all year. Highland Park's averaging 59 points per game, but they've given up 42, so their defense kind of struggles in matchups. Last week, Highland Park was able to take on Mesquite Horn, and they beat Mesquite Horn 52-25. While Frisco Lone Star defeated Denton High 75-0, which is unreal, especially in a high 5A matchup.
Did you say Highland Park won 70?
No, Frisco Lone Star 75-0 over Denton High.
Wow.
And then they've only met one time. It was last year, and Highland Park won 10-7. So we'll see how that plays out, but both offenses scoring that many points, I don't know if we'll see that low of a score this time.
Is Randy Allen still the head coach at Highland Park?
He retired briefly before the season last year and then came back, so he's still there.
You know, that guy has coached some quarterbacks in his time, but an underrated one is his son, Zach, who played for him, when they were in Abilene. Zach and I worked together, and I had no idea. He doesn't look like a stud, but it was in the 90s when the option was and the Veer ruled.
Yeah.
And then he went on, and I think he won a couple of national championships at Carson Newman as a college quarterback. So little fun fact. There you go. There's my fun fact about Randy Allen and his son, Zach.
I like that.
That is a good fun fact. And does he still wear the suit and hat during games?
Dresses up like Landry.
Man,
I don't think he's doing cosplay. He's not dressing up like Tom Landry. He's dressing like Randy Allen. Perhaps it's an ode to Tom Landry.
I like the idea of him doing cosplay on the sidelines. St. Augustine Garrison's the other game we wanted to look at. St. Augustine's putting up some really insane numbers so far. They're averaging 70 points a game, only allowing 7. Garrison is averaging 38 points a game. They're allowing 32, so a much closer margin there. But Garrison did win this matchup last year, 48-39 in 2018, and they lead the overall series 14-3. So that's another statewide game to keep a lookout on your app wherever you look at scores and tune into Scoreboard Show tonight, and we'll try to have some statewide scores along with our Central Texas scores, JMO.
Absolutely.
Very cool, guys. Thank you very much for doing it, doing this on a Friday morning, and we'll hear you tonight with the Scoreboard Show after all the games. Steven, thank you very much.
Thanks, JMO.
Garrison? Garrett? Garrison?
Garrison. Garrison.
Garrett Garrison.
That'll work. We'll roll with that.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Chris, you got to go, right? In a minute.
I don't got to be somewhere at 10.
All right.
Everything in Waco takes 10 minutes.
All right. We'll make sure you get there on time. What's the wrestling story that's in the paper today?
Oh, yeah. Did y'all see the trip?
Steven, wrestling. Uh-huh.
Did not see the trip today, no.
There is a charity wrestling show next Saturday to benefit Unbound. I believe it's an anti-human trafficking organization. And so I walked into the gas station this morning, which is when I read the trib, because it's right there by the door. So I just stand there and read the stories. And I saw a guy, like the front page is like it's from a wrestling ring. So that immediately caught my attention. So my first thought was, what a cool way to raise money. And my second thought was, why didn't anyone call me? And I didn't know the guy on the cover, nor do I know the names of any of the guys I read. But pro wrestling next Saturday.
How did you not get invited to this?
Can we write this wrong? Can we get you in there?
I believe if I had to pinpoint one reason, it's that nobody here knows me or knows that I'm a wrestler. I was never that good and that famous. So I think there's a local group kind of an independent group that does shows around here.
Aren't you in like a Hall of Fame or something though?
That's not till May. But thank you for mentioning that. I appreciate
it's coming. Yeah, it's coming.
Are y'all going to do a remote from that? A live broadcast?
Do you have to give a speech?
I probably don't have to, but I probably will.
Where is it at? Where is the ceremony at?
It's in Rockwall.
He's asked if he could give a speech. Yes. And they said, what? Nobody gives a speech.
I also asked if they would put me in the Hall of Fame. This is really driven mostly by my own self-absorption.
Rockwall. Can we go? Can we get a group trip?
I really want to go.
I know.
You're all, deal, table. Chris? You're all welcome. I'll comp you tickets.
Nice. Wow.
I'll return the favor to you guys for always getting
so
me free stuff.
That's pretty good. All right. Let's remember that. Don't forget that. So the wrestling deal, maybe we'll get in touch with those promoters and say, hey, what about Angel? Is Angel going to be a part of this show? I would definitely be there if he was. I mean, I'm not going to be there. It's September 21st.
Let's boycott it unless Angel gets in there.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really going to notice. I think it would be funny to call him and be like, is Angel going to be there?
Yeah.
And then, but don't tell him who Angel is.
Right.
Don't elaborate any. Just ask.
We've
is Angel
like
going to be there?
Calls today about Angel.
All right, good luck. I hope that works out.
I'm not sure I do. That's pretty short notice.
Really?
Yeah, I have to get mentally ready for these things now after 20 years of doing it.
I hear you, Hall of Famer. All right, guys, appreciate it. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's look around the Big 12. Baylor volleyball won last night. Baylor soccer didn't start till late and finished late and lost to Arkansas. We'll look at that when we come back as well. So stay with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Join Balcones Distilling for their first annual Bourbon Fest event on Saturday, September 14th from 4 to 8 p.m. The event will feature four bourbons available for tasting and sale. Enjoy live music, local food trucks, mini distillery tours, specialty cocktails, lawn games, and shop their local Maker's Market vendor sale. Tickets range from $5 to $15 and can be purchased by visiting balconesdistilling.com/events. Can't make the event? Check out their tasting room and gift shop open Tuesday through Sunday. Balcones Distilling, always distilled to appreciate.
Need to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Right now, take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on a Kubota SVL track loader. Now through December 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Stop by Tipton International in Waco and Hillsboro for your brand new Kubota track loader, or find us online at TiptonInternational.com.
In Waco, Texas values are important. We value hard work. We believe in our community. And we honor our history. At Jeff Hunter Toyota, we share these Waco values. That's why we support the Baylor Bears. Lend a hand to Fuzzy Friends Rescue and aid the Salvation Army. We believe in the value of a dollar, and we believe in high quality. That's what you'll find every day at Jeff Hunter Toyota. Shop Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality. Waco values.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits, compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations, will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
ESPN Radio Sports Center. I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Tonight, high school football returns to our family of stations. Midway will host Killeen on ESPN Central Texas. Temple's on the road taking on Harker Heights on AM 1330 and 93.9 FM. Conley's on the road taking on China Spring in a matchup of two undefeated teams. Here's China Spring head coach Brian Bell's thoughts on the Cadets.
They're a big, fast, physical football team, and it's not just those three or four guys that are going to college to play football. It's kind of their mentality as a unit.
Conley versus China Spring can be heard on AM 1590 and 99.3 FM. Waco High, they take on Ellison on 101.3 FM. And Robinson is at Troy on 104.9 FM. All pregames begin at 7 with kickoff at 7:30 and can be streamed at CentexSportsFan.com under High School Football Broadcast.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Friday morning. Studio's emptied out a little bit. John Morris, Garrett Ross remaining, and glad you're remaining with us. Brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. So their big date night is tonight. Completely sold out. Waiting list for the date night. I'm going to check with Mike Mosel after the fact, like the first of the week, and see just how successful that was. Obviously, by the reservations, it seems to be very, very successful. Great idea. Date night was a reception, a three-course meal, and then you mosey down to the basin and take a moonlight, sunset cruise on the Brazos. Really cool idea by the Baylor Club. I bet you by the success of this one, they'll do it again. Hopefully soon. Coming up next week on the calendar for the Baylor Club, on Tuesday, it's Helping Hands Social Hour. Experience social hour with the best views of Waco while giving back. Co-Partners is a religious charitable organization that serves the impoverished, remote, and displaced directly and through partnerships. And that is the that'll be the focus of the Helping Hands Social Hour. It's Tuesday, 5 to 7, in the Anytime Lounge there at the Baylor Club. No reservations needed for that. And then next Wednesday, the 18th, is a new member orientation. Answer any questions you might have, sort of Baylor Club 101, to assess all your membership needs and answer any questions. They say call and let them know that you are coming, or you can register online at thebaylorclub.com. But 5:30 next Wednesday is the new member orientation, and that happens on a regular basis there at the Baylor Club. So check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com. If you have questions about membership, questions about what membership entails, give them a call at 254-710-8080. Stephanie or April or Mike Mosel could answer, whoever answers the phone could answer your questions about membership at the Baylor Club.
I think it's a really great idea with the whole on the river or the boat and everything. I mean, that's just, you know, the river's there, and I think, didn't they used to have something like that with the boat?
Yes.
It was like a long, was it the Brazos Bell or something
Yes, they did. A paddle wheel boat was here for a while.
But see, you could take advantage of it. I mean, and I think that'd be fun, you know, have like a dinner on a boat at night, you know, just enjoy it, the atmosphere and everything. So I think that's a great idea by the Baylor Club to get that started again.
Yeah. So seems like by the reservations, and Mike said they had a waiting list. This was 2 days ago. Seems like a great event, great idea by them. All right, check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com, or give them a call, 254-710-8080. Volleyball last night, Baylor number 5 in the nation, stayed undefeated, beat Houston 3-1. After the match, Coach Ryan McGuire not especially pleased with his team's effort. I mean, there were some things in there that probably only a coach and probably the team realized. He didn't like getting out of system, the execution, some of those things. They were up 2-0, lost the third set, extended it to a fourth set. So you see 3-1 Baylor win over Houston. You think, all right, good, another good win. But Coach McGuire was not happy with his team's execution last night.
Oh, I mean, that's just signs of a good program. I mean, you're never going to be satisfied satisfied. You know, when you're at that level, I mean, you can see Alabama's a good example. I mean, they've been rolling, but Nick Saban's never satisfied. The Patriots are the same way. And that's just the marks of creating a good program and atmosphere.
So they won. They're 6-0 on the year, 6-0 start for the first time under Ryan McGuire here at Baylor. They'll play again Saturday at 1 against Tennessee. Tennessee plays Houston today at 3 if you're interested in that. But that is Pack the House Day tomorrow, 1 p.m. in the Farrell Center. Tickets are only $1. So if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock in the Farrell Center, in air conditioning, see the number 5 team in the nation. And I'll bet you after last night's performance, even though it was a win, I bet you they'll come out very, very focused and sharp tomorrow against Tennessee.
So how was the atmosphere? It was the first home game, correct?
It was first home game of the year. It was good. It was a good crowd. It wasn't a great crowd, but it was good last night. And maybe better than initially it might have been, because soccer was supposed to play at 7, right, the same time as volleyball. But they ended up not starting till 9:30 last night. Arkansas was chartering from Fayetteville to Waco, and there were plane issues, some kind of oil leak. So the plane coming out of Dallas was late leaving and then late picking them up and getting them here. So they pushed the start time first to 9, then it was 9:15. It ended up starting at 9:30 last night. And went ahead and played. You know, they played even though it was a late start. So I know some folks who were at the volleyball match were going to go over to Betty Lou and watch a little soccer before they went home and get a little bit of both events. Baylor lost 2-0 to Arkansas last night. So tough loss in Arkansas with all the travel issues on the day, still found a way to win.
That's overcoming adversity for one thing.
Right, right.
Well, I seen that the change in time, and I was curious of what happened. So I wasn't sure if, you know, maybe it was something with the school. They wanted the fans to be able to attend both games or what, but that's crazy circumstances to have issues with your plane to get the time pushed back.
Yeah, definitely. So 2-0 loss, Baylor soccer goes to Abilene to play Abilene Christian this Sunday evening. All right, Big 12 football this weekend. Here's the schedule. One game tonight. It's on the ACC network, if you can get that, at 6:30. It's Kansas at Boston College. First meeting ever between these two. That is this evening, 6:30. Kansas trying to bounce back from that loss to Coastal Carolina last week, 12-7. So tough trip playing at BC coming up tonight. 11 a.m. tomorrow, we mentioned K-State at 23rd-ranked Mississippi State. That is on ESPN at 11 a.m. Kansas State has really been impressive in two wins so far over Nichols and who last week?
Bowling Green.
Over 500 yards of offense in both those games. But different animal taking on a Mississippi State team that won in Manhattan last year 31-10.
I think that game's going to be very interesting. I think Kansas State can come out of there with a victory.
It's a real test for them. It really is, going on the road. So 11 a.m. on ESPN, 11 a.m. on FS1. NC State plays at West Virginia. West Virginia back from the loss at Missouri last week. And, again, they're playing a tough non-conference schedule. They played and beat James Madison in week one, lost at Missouri last week, now host NC State. It's tomorrow morning at 11. 2:30 on ESPN2, in-state battle, Oklahoma State at Tulsa. I've heard that they have made now a long-term contract between these two. They'll play 11 of the next 13 years, including this year, and then every year for 8 straight, home and home. Oklahoma State's willing to go to Tulsa. I say willing. It's not a long trip at all. And there may be as many Cowboy fans there as there are Tulsa Golden Hurricane fans. But that game is tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. It's on ESPN. So great coverage there between those two. Remember Zach Smith was the quarterback here at Baylor and transferred. He's the starting quarterback at Tulsa. And Spencer Sanders won the starting job at Oklahoma State. So that'll be fun to watch. That was the matchup in 2011 on a Friday night. It was either a Friday night or a Saturday night, and they had weather, and they had delays, and they kept having lightning. They kicked off after midnight.
No way.
And finished in the wee hours of the morning. Dave Hunziker, who does play-by-play for Oklahoma State, lives in Stillwater, said he pulled into his driveway at 6:15 a.m.
That is insane. Why didn't they just play it the next? Because I guess
I don't know.
Or whatever.
I don't know. I can't remember if it was a Friday night or a Saturday, but they just kept waiting, and they got to the point where they said, all right, one more lightning strike, and we're done.
Yeah.
Because once there's a strike, that resets the clock to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And there's some funny stories that came out of that, like they were making the players peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because they ran out of food. One player in uniform went to the concession stand and nachos and just waiting and waiting and waiting. And I'm pretty sure Oklahoma State won that game. I can't remember exactly. But hopefully they have no delays like that scheduled to kick at 2:30 tomorrow in Tulsa.
Absolutely.
Other games, College Game Day will be in Ames for the first time ever. Iowa State hosting 19th-ranked Iowa at Jack Trice Stadium. That's a 3 o'clock kick on FS1. Kudos to ESPN. They're doing Game Day there, even though they don't have the game. It's on FS1. But great that they will be there for the first time ever. And this is Iowa and Iowa State play for the Cy Hawk Trophy. It's a big one. Iowa State a week off last week after their narrow overtime win over UNI to start the season 2 weeks ago.
I think that'd be fun for Iowa State. I mean, they always have a great atmosphere. And, you know, for them to host the morning show and have everybody out there, it'll be exciting just to see the atmosphere. You know they're going to turn out. They're going to have a great turnout for that.
They absolutely will. So that'll be fun to watch with game day and then 3 p.m. kick Iowa at Iowa State. TCU goes to Big Ten territory. They play at Purdue tomorrow evening at 6:30. Fifth-ranked Oklahoma goes to the West Coast. They play at UCLA tomorrow at 7 on Fox. 7 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. Texas, now number 12 in the nation, at Rice. That's at NRG Stadium. It's a Rice team that Baylor plays next week. So you can see Rice against Texas, and then we'll see him against Baylor next week. And then a late start on ESPN at 9:30, Tech at Arizona tomorrow night. So you can watch game day early. You can watch Tech in Arizona late, and you can spend your day with Big 12 football coming up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great matchups there. I think that UCLA and Oklahoma is going to get out of hand pretty quick. I think Oklahoma.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they'll take care of that. But I like the idea of Tulsa and Oklahoma State making that agreement. I like, you know, because when you have smaller schools like that, they benefit, you know, and I think because when you like the Baylor and UTSA thing, I wish that was still going on. Because I think it's just a great measuring stick for both programs. And I don't know. It's just something about the in-state matchups with those smaller schools and the bigger ones. I just think it's great for the state as a whole.
Yeah, I agree. I like there's a plus to, you know, an in-state matchup like that. So those are the games. Starts tonight with Kansas at Boston College. Then 8 more tomorrow. And Baylor is the lone Big 12 school that has Saturday off. All right, we need to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll look at the day of the day, some birthdays, and wrap things up here in the 9 a.m. hour. Appreciate you being with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. She would direct you to her Facebook page for contact information, plus a lot of success stories there. Chris Allman was with us. Chris in the mortgage business now, and he crosses paths with Amanda quite a bit. Amanda is always in the middle of a lot of deals, and you'll see some of those success stories on her Facebook page. So just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. That'll give you contact information, her 254 series of videos, and plenty more. Just check it out on Facebook, Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years' experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Hi, I'm Mark Stewart with Berg Colgin Ford. It's that time of year. It's football season. Berg Colgin Ford is a proud supporter of the best high school football teams right here in Texas. We're also proud to sell the number one truck in Texas, led by our leading rusher, the F-150. 42 years in a row. Nominate your Ford Tough Player of the Week at FordPlayerOfTheWeek.com. Berg Colgin Ford, the right choice since 1936. Berg Colgin
Ford. If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out and the excuses of not enough time or you're too tired or busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco, and they have a commitment to you too. With personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corey. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean, spacious locker rooms, each with a whirlpool, towel service, a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, friends, you and me. No better tennis facilities with Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you can call home, a place you can work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. You just need to walk through the front door, and you've started the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And take it from me, it will change your life like you will never imagine.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco. 833 North Valley Mills Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 8 to 5. Tonight, high school football returns to our family of stations. Midway will host Killeen on ESPN Central Texas. Temple's on the road taking on Harker Heights on AM 1330 and 93.9 FM. Conley's on the road taking on China Spring in a matchup of two undefeated teams. Here's China Spring head coach Brian Bell's thoughts on the Cadets.
They're a big, fast, physical football team. And it's not just those three or four guys that are going to college to play football. It's kind of their mentality as a unit.
Conley versus China Spring can be heard on AM 1590 and 99.3 FM. Waco High, they take on Ellison on 101.3 FM. And Robinson is at Troy on 104.9 FM. All pregames begin at 7 with kickoff at 7:30 and can be streamed at CentexSportsFan.com under High School Football Broadcast.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us, final segment. Going to make it short. Get out of here. Make room for Matt Mosley coming in top of the hour. Garrett tells us today is National Peanut Day. I love that. National Peanut Day pays homage to the mighty and tasty peanut. I am a peanut fan, peanut butter, anything peanut. I am a big fan.
I love peanuts. I like the ones with like that come in the shells. You know,
right,
you
have to,
are awesome. And then like any kind of Cajun spicy flavored peanuts. I love those.
Oh,
as well.
That sounds good. So celebrate appropriately. National Peanut Day today. What a great day. Birthdays today. A couple to mention. We were talking about Oklahoma State and Tulsa playing tonight. Carlton Buckles, former Baylor assistant coach, is now on the Tulsa staff with Coach Philip Montgomery there. And today is Coach Buckles' birthday. So happy birthday to him. Alan Carter's birthday is today. Alan is... not a Baylor grad, but he's been around here. He worked at Channel 10. He is now the director for some big-time network TV shows, like The Voice.
Yeah.
He's the director for The Voice.
Oh, wow.
and Miss America pageant, things like that. When it comes around, Alan's the guy they get to do that. So
awesome.
He is doing really well for himself.
Definitely.
He was here at the most recent Baylor game. He and Craig Harper came down together, or maybe that was the first game against Stephen F. Austin. But they came down together, so it was good to see Alan, who's spent some time here in this area. Folks listening may remember him, but today is his birthday as well.
That's awesome.
Anything to add?
I have one. My aunt, Darlene Holt Moran, today's her birthday, so I'd like to wish her a happy birthday.
Fantastic.
A big Longhorn fan, unfortunately.
Ah, there you go. All right, Longhorns play at Rice coming up tomorrow. Baylor plays at Rice next Saturday. Baylor is off this week. We got to move out of here. It's time for the Matt Mosley Show coming up next. Stay tuned for that. Full day ahead here on ESPN Central Texas, getting you ready for all the high school games tonight, the college schedule tomorrow, the pros on Sunday, and lots coming up over the course of the day. Matt Mosley is next. Unnecessary Roughness is noon to 3. You make the call, 3 to 6. High school football coming up this evening. Then Garrett and Steven are back with the High School Football Scoreboard Show later tonight. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate Chris Allman coming in as well. Now stay tuned. Matt Mosley, Matt Mosley Show, is next on ESPN Central Texas.
I have officially turned the corner on old age.